AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Seven jurors have now been chosen at Donald Trump's hush money trial. Julie Walker has the latest.
It's not easy finding jurors to serve on Donald Trump's hush money trial, with dozens saying they could not be impartial. Kara McGee says she got out of serving on the Trump jury because of her work schedule, but adds,
I don't like him. I don't approve of what he did as president, but the right to a fair trial.
Trump has been complaining he can't get a fair trial.
This is a sham trial. And the judge should recuse himself.
At one point, the judge admonished the former president for speaking loudly and gesturing while a prospective juror was being questioned about Facebook posts she made regarding his election loss. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court's heard arguments over whether federal prosecutors went too far in bringing obstruction charges against hundreds of participants in the Capitol riot. Justice Neil Gorsuch.
Would a heckler in today's audience qualify, or at the State of the Union address, would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
But Solicitor General Elizabeth Preliger argues the case is straightforward.
Did petitioner obstruct, influence, or impede the joint session of Congress? The answer is equally straightforward. Yes, he obstructed that official proceeding. The terms of the statute unambiguously encompass his conduct.
Former President Trump faces the same charge for his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. House Speaker Mike Johnson's pushing ahead on U.S. aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies, rejecting calls from angry conservatives to resign. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any interest rate cuts. In a mixed finish for stocks, the S&P fell 0.2%. The Dow rose 0.2%. The Nasdaq fell 0.1%. This is AP News. Citing safety concerns, the University of Southern California is making a rare cancellation of a speech by its 2024 valedictorian over her support for Palestinians. Ed Donahue has the story.
Asna Tabassum says the decision blindsided her. The biomedical student describes herself as a first-generation South Asian American Muslim. The school says the speech would have presented substantial security risks for the event that draws 65,000 people to campus. The Israel-Hamas war has presented a challenge for colleges under pressure to preserve free speech and open debate. Tabassum says anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian voices have subjected her to a campaign of racist hatred because of her uncompromising belief in human rights for all. She says her own university, her home for 4 years, has abandoned her. A USC official says the issue here is safety. It has nothing to do with free speech. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thanks, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.